Hey everybody, it's Jeff, the GM of Big Campaign Stories. We're here with a fun little side thing, mechanical episodes. You've probably heard a few of these, and if you don't like crunch, then go ahead and skip it. But for my younger brother, who's known for his ability to eat his weight in live eels in a single sitting, he has requested these. I'm joined today by John.
Hi everybody, this is John. You might remember me because I play as Lucius.
Let's get into the numbers on everyone's favorite coffee-drinking sorcerer. So to start us off here, John, what does Lucius look like these days?
Lucius still kind of looks... Oh, no, he can't look the same. Well, the last time we probably discussed it, my arm got blown off.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we know that.
Yeah.
Looks a little bit more tired these days. Hair's probably thinning out just a little bit more. Not enough that he's ready to shave it yet. And other than that, he's just... kind of a stressed out, like, how many years has it been since we've started endgame?
Honestly, what, it's been just about one?
Yeah, so physically hasn't really changed that much. Just, there's a lot weighing on him. Things just keep on getting just a little bit more stressful. And every time we think we've taken a foot or two forward, then a foot or maybe even a step backwards. Words not make sense? No.
That's mostly...
Let's say it like this. It seems like oftentimes, every time we're taking a step or two forward, we're taking a step or two back, depending.
Okay. So,
but that's just in the fun kind of like dealing with this kind of dystopia thing that we're going through. It's, you know, it's kind of trying to strive through the hardships of not making enough money to be comfortable, that kind of thing. Like trying to pay the doctor bills when we have to, spending money that we may or may not have. Yeah.
Okay. So people know kind of what you're working with. What are your stats?
My stats. So we're rocking a 9 strength, which gives me a negative modifier. Makes it kind of difficult sometimes because when I'm wearing my big heavy coat and all that, sometimes that's pretty much all I can be carrying. Dexterity is a 10, so pretty average on that. Constitution is 11, pretty average on that, so no modifiers. Intelligence is 14. So that's a plus 2. Wisdom is a 13, and my charisma has been bumped up to a 19. So I've got a plus 4 modifier with that one.
Cool. Okay. Not as horrible as we all thought, I'm sure. what's your main class, and what is your gestalt class?
I'm a sorcerer, level 6, and what the gestalt class I have, Inspire Courage, as a bard that levels up with my sorcerer.
Are you going to keep advancing bardic abilities, or do you think you might switch it up with your gestalt, or even your real class?
I definitely wouldn't change classes now as a sorcerer. And I don't, like, if I went into fighter, that would be kind of hilarious, or something like that. You know, I don't really... I'm a sorcerer at this point. I don't got really the stats to be anything, but since I have the most class levels, it would be best to continue sticking with what I'm good at. I did not realize you could change your gestalt class. Bard's just fine, or the one bard power that I have. I figure that just goes up with my sorcerer level. So, no intentions of switching anything up.
Okay, all right. Any cool feats you have? Anything cool tricks or cool feats that you think you either don't use or that you do use that kind of blend into the background?
I've used several times my antagonize feat, and that's been pretty good. I guess I would say that another feat that would be in the background, or a feat that would be in the background, would definitely be Iron Will. Always recommend taking Iron Will. I think I probably said that the last time I played. It'll save your life. I have a bunch of just skill point feats. You know, sorcerer only gets 2 plus skill points. That's what helped me decide to make intelligence, I think, one of my somewhat okay stats. So I can just try to do as much as I can. One ability that I think I've used once is a lovable scoundrel that you let me take.
Uh-huh.
And that one just lets me just kind of use one of my better skills to make up for probably failing at one of my not so good spells. Like, so if I try to bluff or let's say steal something, I can try to use a diplomacy or, well, let's look into this a little bit more. Yeah, I can follow up with a diplomacy to try to just churn it into an awkward encounter where the person like doesn't want to be hostile exactly, but they don't really trust me anymore kind of thing. It's like, oh, you're just kind of quirky. And that's, yeah, I don't have a lot of really out there feats because most of my feats went towards either skill points or iron will.
Since backgrounds are something unique to the games we play, what background did you take with your character?
I took Basin Bastard, and right now it allows me to have a +3 luck bonus on saving throws or skill checks before I know the outcome. I kind of forget about this one a bit, or I choose my, what does it say? All right. At first level, choose your bluff or sense motive. You can add your tier to checks with that skill. I forget whether or not, I think I get +1 because, or +2 because I'm tier 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can add a +3 luck bonus. Before I know the outcome, I can apply this as many times as I want, but if I fail the saving throw or skill check, cannot use this power until the next day. So yeah, I'm kind of sleeping on this one quite a bit. And then the fourth level ability is add your tier as a luck bonus to your initiative. When you lose or reduce your luck bonus, you can take a move action.
Okay, so it'll give you a few more actions to take as you fail some skills and stuff.
Yeah, how do you... Oh, okay, so like if I fail a skill, that's when I lose or reduce my luck bonus.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then I can take a move action afterwards. Gotcha.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't really used those abilities all that much. To be honest, I kind of forget about them. Hopefully after this, I'll remember them a little bit better.
Then, I guess, yeah, are there... So, backgrounds, feats, classes, descriptions. You have the cool jacket. Is there any other equipment that you have that's brag-worthy or stands out that you should use? Or?
I mean, I've got a really sweet refillable coffee cup. It turns everything into coffee. It's pretty great.
Dope.
I've got a big green scarf that Keegan gave me. It's a scarf. You know, no, I don't have anything special.
Okay.
It's just the coat.
We're playing up until level 10. Are there any combos, feats, skills, tricks, anything coming up that you're excited for or that players should be aware of?
As a sorcerer, to be honest, no. There's not a lot to look forward to as a sorcerer. The goal is to just do what I can to stay alive and still have fun playing the game, which I do. A lot of what I do is helping out my team with my spells and abilities. And spells that I would take, I'm just looking at things again that are fun and interesting, but more than likely something that I can use that's going to help me progress in the game. I have, let's see here, like 45 max hit points, and we're getting close to the point of the game where if something has like a +1 bonus, the magic that I've been using isn't really going to work anymore, and I'm probably going to get downed in one full attack. So I got to really just be doing my best to think cleverly and not get my ass kicked, because it's pretty easy to do that. I don't have a very high AC. I think with the coat on, my AC is 17. Catch me without my coat on, AC is 12. So.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, AC is more like 10. Sorry. So I'm really relying on my spells again. So catch me when I'm sleeping and I'm doomed.
I mean, I feel like that's fair for most characters, right?
I don't know about that. Yeah. I just, if I do something dumb, I might just die.
Okay. What are your best skills?
My best skills are bluff and diplomacy, and I've been trying my best to specialize my skills more. So I've added more points into oratory. My intention will be to get more points into maybe a knowledge base. Again, it's difficult. I only get so many skill points per level. So if I wanted to keep up with kind of what I should be doing with, you know, specializing more. Because I learned the hard way, if I don't specialize, shit goes real bad. Mm-hmm. I'm probably not going to branch out all that much more. I got to kind of choose in between. I've got like 5 skills that I can kind of just dump all my stuff into and should be at this point. So probably going to see a lot less of use magic device, or I've got sleight of hand. I probably won't be putting any more points into that. Ride, definitely no more points into ride. Again, focusing on what I can be good at, so that you know, if I want to use a skill that I'm not good at, I'm like, I won't think, or I'll use that in a time where it's not going to be detrimental to everybody I'm around, hopefully.
Okay.
But if I want to use skills that I am good at, hopefully I can be confident in using them.
Anything else brag-worthy about Lucius, or things that should be mocked?
I made it up to level 6 as a sorcerer in this game. I think I'm doing pretty good. If I make it to level 10, we'll see how that goes.
Is there anything, you are level 6, is there anything specific you are looking forward to with Lucius?
Like I said, there's not a lot to look forward to. It's just having fun progressing in the game, kind of doing your best as a sorcerer.
All right, well, with that then...
It only gets harder from here.
Yeah, all right, Evan. Well, hope you enjoyed hearing about John's amazing sorcerer.
Love you, Evan. Sorry.
All right, bye. The music was brought to us by Sergey Pavkin Music, and the title of the track is Elegant Technologies.